Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Benson Dyke, and I'll be your host tonight on Inside MLB, alongside with my partner, Will Macklin. And tonight we'll be recapping the College World Series as a whole, and also Game 3 last night as Virginia went on to beat Vanderbilt in their claim their first baseball national championship, the first that ACC has had since Wake Forest won in 1955. Fans, remember, you too can be a part of the show, so you call in at 516-666-9990 or enter our channel at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. Also, for advertisement opportunities and minimal costs, please check out the link in the description. All right, so on this day in baseball history, 1888, Kansas City third baseman Jumbo Davis makes five errors in the team's 10-3 loss to St. Louis at Sportsman's Park. The 26-year-old Cowboys infielder will commit 100 errors and 628 changes, finishing the season with an 841 fielding percentage for the American Association Club. Now it's time for the baseball joke of the day. Did you know that Tony Fernandez is Spanish for Bill Buckner? That's the baseball joke of the day. And we're still waiting on Will to join us. So we'll be doing the random player later on, but let's start talking about cultural series. And again, Virginia did beat Vanderbilt, as they did claim their first national championship, and also the first ACT has won since 1965 when Wake Forest accomplished it. We're going to check in on Will and see if he is ready.
Hold on.
All right, so we'll wait 30 seconds for him. And so we're going to get started with how Virginia, they barely even made the ACC tournament, and then barely made the NCAA tournament, and then they're somehow in the College World Series, and then they do beat the Goliath and Vanderbilt in three games. And, I mean, Brian O'Connor, Vanderbilt's head coach, it was just amazing to see him, because they had to go on the road at North Carolina at the end of the season to get back to 500 in ACC play to even just make the ACC tournament. They had to sweep North Carolina on the road in front of their fans, and then they had to go into the ACC tournament on the road in every single game, and they somehow won that to get into the NCAA tournament. And then they somehow came all adversity and then played Vanderbilt. And then Carson Palmer comes out. He has an amazing start in game one, and everybody's counting them out, probably with a sweep. Virginia wins 3-0, and then we see what happened last night as Virginia took home the crown. So Virginia has overcame so much adversity this season, and it's definitely Brian O'Connor's head coaching job he's done so far, and could possibly be in a major league managerial position in the future. And we're going to check on Will again. So are you ready?
Yeah, just a truly amazing run by Virginia on how they really just came in. And I personally thought, after a great game by both teams in the first, that I thought Vanderbilt was just going to beat him badly in game two and take home back-to-back College World Series championships, but Virginia held through and won two straight games to win.
All right, so we're going to go back to the random part of the day. Fans, you can call in at 516-666-9990 or enter our channel at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. With your guest as well. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, so he is a pitcher for the Oakland Athletics. He was born in Nashville, Tennessee, age 25. Age since 2013, he's number 54.
Sonny Gray.
That is correct. Fans, you can tune in tomorrow and call on at 516-666-9990. Or search him at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. What's your guesses for the random player of the day? So, we're going to, again, go back into last night's game and how Virginia, they beat Vanderbilt to claim their first baseball national championships. And 6 weeks ago, it looks as though Virginia might not even qualify for the college tournament, let alone the NCAA tournament. And we're just looking at the Cowboys now and seeing where they are. It's just such an amazing run the Cavaliers have been on to get to this point, not barely make their conference tournament, barely make the NCAA tournament, and then barely win it all. And they beat the Goliath team in Vanderbilt, which is such an amazing run that Vanderbilt, Virginia, went on this year.
Yeah, I mean, you also have to take in mind they did play Vanderbilt and a team that had, what, 3 first-round picks? I mean, this was, I think, by far the most dominant team of all the college nation in Virginia, a team that was might not even come. They really took down Vanderbilt, which was something special.
And, I mean, as I said earlier, their baseball championships, baseball champions for the first time after finishing a magnificent postseason with a 4-2 victory over Vanderbilt last night. And we got to start out. It was 2-0 in the fourth inning. Haven Smith, he comes out to bat. He's a freshman. And he takes one deep into the right field seats. That ties up at 2-2. And, I mean, he's a freshman, and he's already doing that in that big of a stage. It's just amazing what Haven Smith was able to do last night. And then at second and third, late in the game, he drove a C&I single into left field that scored 2 to get to 4-2. So Haven Smith just dominated last night for Virginia. And he's a freshman. And, I mean, if you're a Virginia fan, he has an exciting career still for him. And he obviously has a bright future and could be in a major league team possibly next year in the draft or later on in his college career.
Yeah, definitely a remarkable season for him.
And as Coach Brian O'Connor said, this team was a crazy ride this year, said Coach Brian O'Connor, who's born in Omaha. Certainly, we had a lot of that went against us this year, but this team found a way and gone to the NCAA tournament. It's an amazing example of what you can do if you put your mind to it. Play for each other and have each other's backs. Not many people thought this could happen. I couldn't have forecasted it, but we're darn glad we're sitting up here with this trophy. So, I mean, Brian O'Connor really said it best here. Nobody could really predict what happened because, University of Pittsburgh was almost in there at one point in the season, and they're obviously not known for their baseball. And just the fact that Virginia made it, and obviously they're super happy to go in back to Charlottesville with that trophy for the first time in Virginia baseball history, 1886. It's a really long drought for any team. And, I mean, Brian O'Connor couldn't have put these words better, as he said it, because he basically showed how roller coaster was crazy ride for them, and just ending up with the trophy and him hoisting up in all Virginia University having it. It's just such a great moment for the university and obviously for all of the ACC. And, I mean, I was rooting for Virginia last night because, you know, the University of Pittsburgh, where we are based in Pittsburgh, and just the fact that the ACC hasn't won since 1955 when Wake Forest did it, it just struck home when Virginia did win last night.
Yeah, I mean, this is, other than for Virginia, this is a huge win for the ACC, as really college baseball has been SEC's sport, as they seem to win it every year, and the first in numerous years, this is very big for the ACC just as well as Virginia.
And also for all ACC fans, in Virginia, not many of their people went away in that major league draft, and not many of them were seniors. So, I mean, they have the same squad next year. They could go on another run like this. So, I mean, if you're an ACC fan and baseball, it's a great thing that Virginia did one last night. The fact that the same squad is basically going to be there next year.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so my bad. I said Payton Smith drove in 4 runs, but he drove in 3 runs along with Homerain. And then, I mean, Brandon Waddo turned in another strong college World Series winning performance. The Cavaliers, they only won 44 games. They prevailed in the college World Series finals rematch against the defending champion Commodores, won the Atlantic Coast Conference first title in baseball since Wake Forest in 1955. They had so little wins compared to all the littlest amount of wins, I forget what year, but since the 60s it was, that a team like Virginia with only 44 wins at 44 and 24, which is still a good record. And the fact that they beat the Commodores in such high stakes with, I mean, Dansby Swanson on that team, who went number one, Walker Buehler, who went first round, Carson Palmer, who went in the eighth pick, and just so many recruits Vanderbilt had. The fact that Virginia was able to take him down is just so amazing. I'm so shocked that it happened last night.
Yeah, definitely.
So Peyton Smith said after the game, "We were just a team that never gives up. Really resilient. It showed in the first game when we were down 2-0 and didn't stop playing." So I mean, last time when I was watching the game, Vanderbilt takes a 2-0 lead, and you think, Pfeiffer is going to be able to get it done for Vanderbilt. But obviously, Peyton changed that around and forced him to get that flag in right field. But the fact that Virginia was able to come back from 2-0 deficit and score 4 unanswered runs and hold Vanderbilt for the rest of the game, they only scored in the first inning. So it's not like Brandon Waddle had a bad outing. He had Ruppers in it and then shut them down for the rest of the game. And it was just amazing the pitching that Virginia had in game 2, shutting Vanderbilt out with such prolific offense. I think giving up 2 runs in the first inning last night. And I know Carson Palmer was on the mound in game 1. You know, that obviously hurt them. And then Connor Jones is not the best story he could have had. But what I see here is that Virginia's pitching was amazing. And obviously we see a major league, when it comes down to who's going to win, it usually ends up being the pitching. If you can only give up 2 runs and then shut them down to the rest of the game, you have a pretty good chance that Virginia also gets their breakthrough and get at least 3 runs a game to beat Vanderbilt.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in the College World Series of good pitching, you're definitely going to win games, especially since not a whole bunch of runs are being scored. If you can limit to it, it's definitely better.
And Waddle, he went 7 innings. He only had 2 hits in the first inning. After Vanderbilt scored twice in the first, they had the last run batter he faced in the third CWS start at this sphere. Virginia won each of them. So Waddle, only 2 hits and 2 runs allowed. I mean, he retired 11 to finish. And those 2 hits, Vanderbilt only got 1 hit in the first inning, and then don't know when the others happened, but it's not like Waddle got lit up in the first inning. He only allowed 1 hit, and they scored 2 runs. So, I mean, Waddle was so much last night, and I mean, Brian O'Connor has to be so happy with him, and obviously the Virginia University, Brian Waddle has 4 or 5 life afterwards for being the main part in the amazing run also allowed Peyton Smith.
Yeah, definitely a huge clutch performance by him, and that's really the main reason that they won the College World Series and that third game.
And while after the game, at this point, everything goes. If you've got anything in the tank, you're giving it. You've got nothing to say before. I mean, that's a pretty good thing that Waddle said. I mean, if you're a senior, like Waddle was, then and he wasn't drafted yet, obviously, well, what sad for him. You really have nothing else you're going to pitch for if you go to independent ball later on. And Waddle, which is dazzling last night, and as you said, he had nothing else to give that last bit of energy towards, and it was just amazing what Waddle was able to come up with. Because he pitched a lot in the College World Series, by those three games, but beforehand. And the fact that he came on a short rest, 4 days, I believe it was, and gave that mark is just outstanding. And he was giving every little bit he could have had, because, as he said, he has nothing else to give it for.
Yeah, it's definitely just a great story by him and how he pitched perfectly last night.
And after a while left, Nathan Kirby came in. He missed because of injury and returned to start a game in the CWS. He pitched the last 2 innings and struck out 5 of 8 batters for his first save. Reliever John Kilichowski took the loss. So Nathan Kirby, we're going to get into him when we come back from break. We're going to go into Nathan Kirby and then Kyle Smith and the moment that he had with the man on first, Nathan Kirby, who's been struggling all year, and then the fact that Kirby was able to get out of it was just amazing. So all of that and more when we come back from break. So please stay tuned. Do not want.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see.
On Inside MLB, and we do have a caller that's been patiently waiting for about 2.5 minutes now, and we're going to bring him on to ask him for his take on Nathan Kirby and Drake situation when pincher Kyle Smith came up, like big guy, 6'4", and then he got caught looking on a fastball that was a good pitch to hit that he got caught looking on, and could have been a lot different if he did swing on it. So we're going to bring form to area code on. So I give you a take on Nathan Kirby in the Kyle Smith moment last night in the Hall of Fame. Live on the side, LB. Hello?
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 Hello, I would like to say that even though cricket is native in my country, that I love the College World Series and I love this show. It is so awesome.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. All right, so cricket call right there. Pretty interesting, but we're going to go into Nathan Kirby World. And what was your takeoff night when you saw Kyle Schwarber come off that and you see that fastball being pitched? Kyle Smith just sat there, he looked at it, and it could have been really different if he did take that, and it could have went a long way.
Yeah, I mean, if that call would have gone either way, you could have seen a very different play out in the last game. It just really shows how one call can really just change a whole entire World Series game.
And after the game, Nathan Kirby said, it was awesome to be able to close it out because I felt like that I finally got back on the mound for the 8 guys behind me and the 20 guys in the dugout, Kirby said. You basically come out and throw as hard as you can. And Kirby, he didn't pitch much this year. The fact that he came in and closed it out, and he was a first-rounder, too. So Nathan Kirby just, I mean, great feeling for him that he could come in and close the door like he did.
Yeah, closed the door and gave them one of their first World Series wins ever.
Yeah, and as you remember, Virginia's 44 wins were the fewest by national champions since 1968 USC squad had 43. The Cavaliers didn't assure themselves a spot in the ACC tournament until the last weekend of the regular season, and they entered the NCAA tournament as a number 3 regional seed. So, I mean, you have to go back to all the way to 1968 to see when this happened, and obviously in the 60s, baseball is a lot different than it is right now. And the fact that Virginia done so well as they've done in the postseason is just so surprising because they weren't a dominant team in the regular season like we saw many of the teams that came into the Super Regionals and then into the College World Series.
Wait, was that Virginia that wasn't a very dominant team?
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, I think when everyone heard that they were going to the World Series, it was sort of a shocker for everyone. But, hey, they proved that they're the best team out there and beat what I thought who would win Vanderbilt, which looked like an easy favorite.
And then they come and they face the Vanderbilt Commodores, who they have their second straight world season with more than 50 wins. And they went to Wednesday, having outscored their first 9 NCAA tournament from 70-15. They couldn't generate much after scoring their 2 runs from the first. 15 is a huge margin. I mean, when I hear that, I think of the 1960 World Series with the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Yankees. How, I mean, the Yankees basically obliterated the Pirates in a run differential. And that's what we see with Vanderbilt in all the NCAA tournaments. And we get to this point, and the fact that Virginia was able to pull it off after going down 1-0 on the brink of elimination for 2 games, just amazing to see what they were able to do and come together as a team to win the College World Series as a team.
Yeah, definitely a team effort on their win.
All right, we have to go to break, but when we do come back, it will be time for closing statements and say something. You're not going to miss it, so please stay tuned in and enjoy the national volume.
Thank you.
for Rockin' and Sign MLB, and now it's time for Stay Healthy.
I'm just going to take away the awesome College World Series that we were lucky enough to witness and how it was just totally a team effort by Virginia to win, taking down the vicious Vanderbilt Commodores.
I mean, I'm going to take away the fact that obviously the total team win that Virginia had, and I'm also going to take away that what Kaven Smith and Waddle were able to do for Virginia last night, and obviously they were the MVPs. And also the amazing coaching job that Brian O'Connor was able to do throughout the season. It's just so amazing how Virginia was able to only win 44 games and then come all this way and beat Virginia, who has won 50, more than 50 wins for two straight seasons. I'm Jason Stantuoka-No from Lincoln Pioneer Production of Inside MLB. On MLB.com, the assistance with stats used on the show tonight. You can tune in tomorrow from 4:30 to 5 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB for the newest edition. And please follow Inside MLB on Blog Talk Radio, the same URL as I said before, on Facebook and Twitter. My name is Benson Spector, and my partner is Will Macklin. You can email us at InsideMLB123@gmail.com with questions or insights. Have a great day. And before we leave you tomorrow, even though it will be our 55th episode, we will be celebrating our 50th episode, which is and on Monday weekend, we're all celebrating zero Hamilton flights. So you do not want to miss the show tomorrow. We're going to be celebrating our 50th show. And we might be on the show, but it will be mostly sound bites of all of the 50 shows that we've done since April 13th, 2015. And also, if you're interested in radio advertising at an extremely low place, please check out the link in the description. I'm Vincent Fletcher. Please join Mario again. 50th episode celebration. We'll see you tomorrow.
Fans, we apologize for all of the inconvenient background noises. That will not be happening again. And can't wait to be on the show tomorrow.
All right, thank you. My name is Ben Spector, my partner is Will Macklin. Have a fantastic day.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it. When I see you again.
Go out your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost.